This week's Torah reading of Tetzaveh is devoted to the special uniform that the high priest wears in the temple in Jerusalem. It has to be exact. A slight deviation from what's commanded, for example, adding a fashionable bow tie, would incur a severe spiritual punishment. The temple is the holiest place on earth, and the laws surrounding it are precise and meticulous. For example, one cannot derive an iota of personal pleasure from the temple. If he's there and he needs to rest, cannot lean against the temple wall. That would be a personal benefit and could wreak spiritual havoc. There is, however, one exception. During the construction of the temple, the workers could sit on or lean on the materials and the walls, derive any benefit they want, because they are exerting intense physical effort and they're gonna need to rest. So the rabbis declared, Bonim b'chol v'acharkach magdishim. We build with mundane materials and we afterwards sanctify them. So the initial materials were not yet dedicated for temple use. Only after the temple was finished were they dedicated and they became sanctified. This reminds me of a story about Rabbi Cook, the first chief rabbi of Israel. He befriended the secular Zionists who were known to disregard the laws of the Torah. Some rabbis came and asked him, Rabbi Cook, how is it that the land of Israel, the Holy Land, can be built by people who publicly violate the Torah? Isn't this a desecration? Rabbi Cook answered with the same source. We build with the mundane and only afterwards sanctify. So yes, he said, there are many secular elements building the land, but these pioneers have lofty Jewish souls. They're ready to make sacrifices for the land, and for this they are to be embraced. In the end, said Rabbi Cook, all of their efforts too will be sanctified. In the end, all of our efforts contribute to return Israel to its full glory. Hey, before you go, we need your help. This move right here, click, that's all we need. To my left is a button, and when you put your cursor over the button, the red subscribe button appears. Click on it to subscribe to our channel, because the more subscribes that we get, the more Google will promote us on its YouTube platform. Thanks, and Shabbat Shalom from Beit El.